Mimi. It certainly is nice to have you back in Erie with us again. Did you have a nice trip back?
And I certainly did. And I started out April 15th. Bob and Margie Lothers and Woody and Gloria took me down the train, and Kit met us there. And before she met us, we went over to Chinatown and had a nice Chinese dinner. About 8 courses for 50 cents apiece. I could hardly move when I got up from the table. And then we went over to the train, and Kit was there. And talked to her about a half an hour, and then I got on the train. And so far, I've gone through California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Pennsylvania. I went to Florida first, but on the way down to New Orleans, the flowers on either side of the railroad track, which was really all desert land, it was just covered because we've had so much rain all through the south and west this winter. And I was particularly interested when we got down into Louisiana. I had been as far as New Orleans, but from there on, I had never been on to Florida, and you go through these swampy lands that are just intertwined with trees and shrubs and vines until you expect to see monkeys hanging around most any place. However, I didn't see any. And then from New Orleans, I went to Jacksonville, where I changed cars, waited a couple of hours. And from there, went on down to St. Petersburg, Florida, where Lena met me. And I stayed there for almost 3 weeks. And it's, of course, in a way, it's quite like California as far as the tropical trees and things are concerned. But it's so flat. I kept looking around from one side to the other, hoping somewhere to see a hill or a mountain, but I never did. The house where we were was on the only hill in Florida that I could see, and that was only about 35 feet high. The street on the side, the house was on that street level, and then the front yard sloped right down to the street below, and it was heavily treed, and you felt so you were right up in the treetops looking right out onto it. We the Blythes don't have a car, but they had a neighbor who was very kind and took me on lots of nice trips. And as I wrote to Lula, I never saw so much water without seeing an ocean. You'd drive a few hundred yards and you were out on the water again, either on a bridge or on a what they call a causeway, or and all of them go over these bayous. And we went out on their beach at St. Petersburg. It's well, one's the Sunset Beach, and then there's the Boca Ciega Bay, and that's all along a stretch of beach. And on one side you're on Tampa Bay, and on the other the Gulf of Mexico. This strip goes right out in between these two bodies of water. That was one trip we had. Another time was up to the Tarpon Springs, where the Greek colony is that goes out after sponges in these big boats. I don't know exactly where they go to. I think down Cuba way. And they bring back these cargoes of boats of sponges, and they have the largest sponge market in the world right here in our own country, which was interesting to me, because to go down there you'd think you're absolutely in a foreign country. The people are all foreign looking, although they're girls, they're just beautiful, and there are just as many blonde girls as there are dark. And I was quite surprised at that, because I always imagined the Greeks were dark, all of them. But they're girls, as pretty as they can be.